Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
It's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The 55th Super Bowl is this weekend. A game this big deserves a big prize, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy sports partner of Super Bowl 55, has up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs with their Super Bowl prediction pool. How's that for big? And all you have to do to get your share of these big prizes is enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you'll get a free instant prize up to $25,000, and if you have the most predictions correct, you could win the top prize of $1 million. Download the DraftKings app, use code KSN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. Last segment, Dustin, we said, now what for the quarterbacks? Quarter number four, after losing Lance Dixon, we're going to say, now what, linebacker edition? What you have, Dustin, is a top three. The starting group is there. But after that, what's next?
That's the very essence of our being here. And I think there are some, you know, there are some variables at play here. And I think losing a guy like Lance Dixon kind of disrupts the timing of these things. But I think that's one of the things we were just talking about this off air. You know, the disruption of timing when it comes to development and having guys ready for taking the next step, that's become more complicated than ever. And, you know, I think Penn State has hit that unfortunate reality now, where other programs maybe have been tackling it for a while now. So, you know, their top three set. Now they're looking for guys who are ready to play bigger roles, and some of them, you know, sort of unexpectedly so.
And that's going to happen. They're going to have to grow up quick. Also alluding to our conversations off the air, and we mentioned that a lot, Dustin. So it's not just on the air, off the air, we're having this similar conversation, is the last couple of years, recruiting hasn't quite lived up to what it had been the previous couple of years. Is that playing a factor in this depth chart issue, where we're not seeing those players who were first-year players getting in and they're ready to roll, you know, they're ready to fill in as starters? Is that part of this equation?
It's just tough when you're losing guys who are, you know, maybe in their second, third, fourth years on campus. They finished those years up. They were either key guys or about to be key guys. They were playing, you know, key reserve roles, and whether it was in 2021 or not, they were set up to maybe play a bigger role in the near future. When you lose a lot of guys from that same tier, I think Penn State maybe could have gotten, you know, could have done a little bit better recruiting in like 2020 and 2021 so far. But it's really hard to prepare for this type of moment. You know, it's such a fine line where you are looking to have guys peak at the right time where there's a job available for them. And sometimes to get that timed up properly, it doesn't take much to throw that off at the different positions and, you know, managing your roster numbers and depth here and depth there. So I think Penn State, to a certain extent, yes, but it's very hard. And this is modern college football. It's very hard to prepare for a third year guy that you maybe had high hopes for that moves on and you weren't expecting that. It, to a certain extent, it almost doesn't matter how well you recruit, unless you're Alabama or Ohio State or Clemson or Georgia, where there's always a five-star or high four-star ready. Penn State just didn't have guys queued up necessarily to fill in these spots, which is why they've been so active in the portal.
Let's circle back to the starting rotation, though, among the linebackers. We're looking at Jesse Lucada, Ellis Brooks, and Brandon Smith. I'm not sure they had a great season last year. In fact, I'm pretty sure they did not have a great season. They probably didn't live up to our expectations. What are you looking for from that rotation going into next season? How good can they be?
Well, I think what I'm looking for first and foremost is Brandon Smith to be a legitimate star. And I thought, I think you saw star caliber plays that he made, especially in the second half of last season. You know, that's one area where it seems obvious to say, but you lose Micah Parsons, you lose that kind of, he can make plays that other linebackers can't. That's what Brandon Smith brings to the table, and no disrespect to Ellis Brooks and Jesse Luchetta, but he brings that at a much higher level than those guys do. So if you have a guy, just a force of nature at one of those linebacker spots, that helps a lot. To me, Jesse Luchetta, physical, you expect him to be disciplined and to make the routine play, where we didn't see that as much as I thought we were going to last year. So I think it's kind of like a shortstop, just make the routine play. And maybe not necessarily try to be that breathtaking, you know, to leave oohs and ahs out there. Make the routine play. And I would say the same thing about Ellis Brooks. If those two guys do that job, and Brandon Smith is a roaming force capable of jarring a ball loose at any moment, Penn State will be in good shape there. I think just a little bit of progress from all three of those guys will make this a very, very competitive group in 2021.
When someone leaves unexpectedly like Lance Dixon, I would have thought he would have been the first guy off the bench type of guy. Instead, that's probably going to be Curtis Jacobs now. He's going to be move up a notch. What did you see from him last season, and can he be a difference maker?
He can be a difference maker, and I think he can and will be a difference maker as early as 2021. Like, he's got that combination of instincts, coverage. You know, he's got that star potential. And again, you know, he and Brandon Smith have that. I don't know that Jesse Luchetta and Ellis Brooks do. They're very solid players, really good players. But in terms of being, you know, like high NFL picks, like that kind of neighborhood, that's Curtis Jacobs and Brandon Smith. Penn State clearly liked Curtis Jacobs and thought that he was ready for a role right away last year. I know there weren't really consequences for burning a guy's red shirt, so to speak, but they played him, you know, in some key situations, and he got some really valuable experience. I think that's going to be more than enough to help unlock and kind of, you know, help him put it all together. I think he'll be a very, very good and a high upside number four.
Let's give the number four linebacker position to Curtis Jacobs. We do know, especially through a long season, they like to rotate guys in. There's also injuries that happen. The question now is, all right, after Curtis Jacobs, who else is in the pipeline that we can see playing?
Well, I think the number one name to watch in that area is Charlie Catcher. He'll be a redshirt junior, I believe, in 2021. But he's been around a while.
It seems like he's been around
Penn
for
State
several
has said
years.
All the right. It does, doesn't it? Penn State said all the right things about him and how they believe in him. I think if you can count on him to stay healthy and be a rotation piece, then you're in okay shape here. If he's a guy who's going to kind of remain susceptible to injury, and now you're looking at bringing, you know, making two freshman types, you know, key parts of your rotation, that's when it could get a little dicey. That's where I think Penn State could entertain the idea of bringing in, you know, a guy from a lower level school who wants to transfer up and be kind of a backup for a while. That's where I think they might entertain the transfer portal. You know, they've got numbers here. You know, they've recruited this position as, you know, over the last 3-4 years, as well as any other on the roster. You just can't really account for, again, losing a guy that you really believe is going to be a foundational piece for it. It can be a foundational piece for it. A guy like Lance Dixon, who's that talented and athletic. So they're going to have to do some filling in here. Maybe a Tyler Elston's ready. Maybe Zariah Fisher is ready. I like both of those guys a lot, but now you're going to be maybe needing at least one of them to play a bigger role than you would hope in their second season.
That's the thing, Dustin, of these youngsters. By that, I mean I don't know if we call them redshirt freshmen after the 2020 season, but they have freshman eligibility, or the incoming class of, let's put it this way, from the classes of 20 and 21, who is there that you think could be a difference maker? And that's beyond Curtis Jacobs.
I think I think Zariah Fisher has that capability. You know, I think Tyler Elston is to me looks pigeonholed as being a middle linebacker type. And the question is he your number two middle linebacker in 2021? You know, is that who your guy is going to be? What do they do there? It could be that Jesse Luketta is your starter, you know, on the weak side, and he's your backup in the middle. But I think Zariah Fisher has some really interesting pass rushing ability. He was a guy who they made a decision at linebacker. He could have played defensive end too, either way. But I think he's got a relentlessness to his game, especially when you see him rushing off the edge. I think he could be a really interesting guy on the outside. To me, that would be where my money's at. I think they bring in a couple interesting guys in Kobe King, who again looks to be pretty well set as a middle linebacker. And then Jamari Budden as well, who I think would be a nice candidate on the outside. I'm just not sure how ready those two guys would be in 2021. So I think Zariah Fisher is a name to watch. If Charlie Catcher is healthy and a go, he's in that second tier, and then Curtis Jacobs is in that second tier. That's my guess as we sit here today.
But as inexperienced as these guys are, and losing a Lance Dixon, who you did expect to be a big part of the rotation, you got to be thinking portal, just like the safety position. The linebacker position, I think, now is a huge candidate for a portal guy.
Yeah, I think you need somebody, if you can get him, with some experience to his game, and who's going to be willing to be a rotation guy, who's going to see that as an opportunity at Penn State. This is linebacker U. They use linebackers number 4, 5, and 6 in their rotations. They get guys on the field. You're going to play snaps. You're going to play on special teams, but they need somebody who's got the attitude of being a backup and eager to play that role and eager to play on special teams. If you can find a guy who's played, you know, 10, 15, 20 games in his college career, regardless of level, who's going to be willing to accept that role, I think that would be a really nice asset for this linebacker rotation.
And when you look at the guys that they've brought in from the portal already, earlier you talked in terms of there's not necessarily a superstar there, but you got players, starting players from Temple, from Duke, from Harvard, who are maybe looking for that step up in visibility, a Big Ten team like Penn State, and that's probably the type of candidate we're looking for there. Dustin, that is it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
The 55th Super Bowl is this weekend, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy sports partner of Super Bowl 55, has up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs. Download the DraftKings app and use code KSN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl Prediction Challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.